On the other hand, if you have a tumor that's HER2 positive, or a tumor that acquires over time with treatment an increase in the expression of HER2 or other growth factors, there it's totally different, at least in our experimental models. There, the increasing activity through the HER2 pathway actually downregulates the estrogen receptor and causes an estrogen receptor negative tumor to evolve. And what happens there is that the activity being generated from HER2 increases more and more and more over time. And then by mechanisms that other people have published, it downregulates the expression of estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor and may then cause a tumor that's negative for those receptors. The interesting thing about that, of course, is that if you block the HER2 pathway, could you recover estrogen receptor expression? Or are there patients who are ER negative, HER2 positive at the beginning, who really could be ER positive if you block HER2? And now there's some growing clinical information, very little, but I think it's a stimulus for other people to start looking at it, that shows that in some patients, estrogen receptor comes back after you block HER2 with trastuzumab or with other drugs. So it's a very interesting new observation, both in the laboratory and in the clinic. And it may be that some of these ER negative tumors are really not ER negative.
Are there trials out there looking at this question clinically? I can envision a study, for example, trastuzumab given to a patient with ER negative, HER2 positive disease, and then hormonal therapy brought in. Has that been done?
Hasn't been done in the patients yet. We're still at the stage now of trying to figure out how often that really occurs. How often does estrogen receptor come back? And there's just a handful of cases. We showed a couple of cases at the San Antonio meeting. There was a publication by another group. So there's just a handful of cases. But in the data that we presented at San Antonio in our model system, when we treated these resistant tumors, that is resistance to estrogen deprivation, with a cocktail of HER2 inhibitors, about half the time estrogen receptor came back and the other half it didn't. But it was those in which estrogen receptor came back that were then inhibited by the anti-HER2 therapy. Because I think what happened is we restored sensitivity to estrogen, and since there was no estrogen around, the tumors then immediately shrank. So there's laboratory data to suggest that we might make a tumor endocrine responsive by doing this, but we just don't know how often yet this is going to occur in people.
What do we know from the reports of the adjuvant trastuzumab studies in terms of what's been seen with HER2-positive, ER-positive patients in those studies?
We don't know much yet about those different receptor subsets other than Herceptin seems to work. But I think it'll be really interesting, and unfortunately none of the trials will probably have enough data because ER-positive, HER2-positive patients are uncommon. It's only about 10 to 15% of all the patients. But it will be really interesting if we could look at differential effects of those patients who got tamoxifen as their endocrine therapy along with trastuzumab versus an aromatase inhibitor combined with trastuzumab. I would predict that those that got tamoxifen without trastuzumab would not do well over the long term with adjuvant therapy, whereas those that got tamoxifen but they also were randomized to trastuzumab, that they would do maybe just as well as those who got an aromatase inhibitor at the beginning. So I don't know whether there'll be enough of those patients to subset out, maybe by pooling the data from all the 4 or 5 trials that are being done. And there's some talk about doing a meta-analysis for questions like that. And of course, the studies weren't designed to answer that kind of a question. So these will be exploratory studies to see if there are differential effects.
But I'm correct in saying that about half of those patients in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials actually had ER-positive, HER2-positive tumors.
I think that's about right, even though if you look at it in a different way, that is, if you look at all ER-positive tumors, only about 12 to 15% are HER2-positive, but because ER is so frequent, 70 to 80% of all breast cancers are ER-positive, it probably was about half.